Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, mate, happy New Year to you. I bet you didn't expect this question first week back for us.
No, we're starting off the year with a bang, aren't we?
Well, it's all downhill from here.
Is it true that it's legal to take a whiz on the back left-hand side tyre of your car or your vehicle?
I had no idea how much of an issue this was, but I thought it was a joke question. I really did, until we actually did some research and spoke to the right people. There's a belief, it's an old, but it's almost archaic, there's belief that it's if there is no utilities available when you're out travelling, that it's allowable to do this because you don't have any other option. And unfortunately, it's incorrect. It's definitely incorrect.
So what are you supposed to do in that situation?
Hold on.
Well, the offence itself, the offence which relates to urinating in public in view of other people, that's the key part, it's called a public nuisance offence. It actually used to be a very, very specific offence, you know, that applied to urinating in the public place. But now it comes under this umbrella type title called a public nuisance offence. But the trick is that, and it's probably happened to every listener out there, when you're on a long-haul trip, you're an hour and a half away and you're flat out making another 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You just have to make that effort to be out of sight for other members of the public when it needs to happen.
Right.
So, I mean, it could be worse. That's why we take toilet rolls with the cars with us on these long trips, isn't it?
That's if there's any left to buy there, Steve.
Yeah, that's true.
People are panic buying at the moment.
But yeah. And this is why I think it was the back left-hand side tyre, you're not in plain view of actually doing the deed.
Maybe that's why they came up with that angle, though.
Yeah, like you're only seeing, like, you're waving to people as they're going past at the top. You can't see anything that's going on below, right? That should be okay.
I guess that might be in theory, but I'm not sure it quite works that way.
No.
I mean, if you do have to make that effort to be out of sight of other people. I mean, sometimes I used to do the trip from Mount Isa to Townsville many, many times, and you can see 10 kilometres in every direction just about. It feels like it's so flat, and you know when another vehicle is coming. If that's the case, common sense applies. But
you know,
if there's other traffic around, you just have to make that extra effort to be out of view from other people.
Sorry, but I'm still going to break the law.
Well, don't say that to a police officer.
No.
You know what? I've seen a few on the side of the road, Steve, and I've always let them know that I'm around because I beep to them and I know exactly what they're doing on the side of the road.
I have seen in my 30 years patrolling around the CBD, I have seen the odd thing that it really is an eye-opener. So,
you've seen the odd thing. That's the operative there, the word there, the odd thing.
Can we get the merchandise team here at Triple M to come up with a Triple M pee bottle or what?
And if we do, the first one will go to Steve.
Yeah.
I could tell you a heck of a story about that. That's probably an offer.
Mate, as always, thank you for answering our questions. If we have any more laws that we need to know more about, we'll head straight to you. Thank you, Steve.
Please do. Thanks very much.
It's always
guys.
Good to talk to you, mate. Thank
See you,
Steve
mate.
Smith there from Mackay Police. We love the guy. He must get sick and tired of our questions, though, honestly. That's one of them weird ones that are up there.
It makes him work for his money, that's for sure.
It certainly does. They're picking out those old archive books and they're like blowing the dust off it, trying to see the laws.
Like the hay in the back of the taxi has to be in there. The bale of hay.
No, Steve's still with us. Steve, that's not still a law, is it?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you about
that. Okay, see, we're going to the bus for
a really obscure one.
We'll give you some preparation next time on any laws that we want to know about.
Next time.
Thank you, Steve, there from Mackay Police. Jane Day for breakfast. Today's top around 30 degrees here on Triple M.